It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
It's exciting to be joining you on our third season of the Live Greatly podcast. In case you're new to the show, I'm Crystal Bauer, a wellness expert on a mission to help you thrive personally and professionally. If you're ready to thrive, I invite you to subscribe and follow season three, because each week I'm sharing conversations with incredible individuals about life, wellness, and success. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. This episode is sponsored by the Four Seasons Resort Scottsdale at True North.
Just be here, be in the moment, and enjoy it. Enjoy where you are.
If you're someone interested in wellness and you enjoy travel, you're going to love today's episode with Yana Roth. Yana is the Senior Spa Director of the Four Seasons Resort Scottsdale at True North. So Yana and I are going to be talking about some really interesting offerings that they have for Global Wellness Day coming up on June 11th, 2022. We're going to be talking about their new desert bathing experience, the importance of being out in nature for your well-being, their seasonal Soul in Sound series, and a really incredible and rejuvenating spa treatment called a Nepal massage, which uses real cactus paddles. Now, I was able to experience that Nepal massage in a sponsored trip for my husband and I to the Four Seasons Scottsdale Resort at True North for our anniversary, which was incredible. We were able to hike up to Pinnacle Peak, which you can access from the resort. The grounds were beautiful. The food was amazing. The spa was incredible. I highly, highly recommend it. So let's jump into it. I'm really excited about this. And let's welcome Yana Roth to the show. Yana, so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So you are in the lovely Scottsdale area. And I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're currently up to.
So yes, I am at the Four Seasons True North, so North Scottsdale here in a wonderful, wonderful desert. And I am the Senior Spa Director here, and I have been with the company for 24 years.
Wow.
So been, a lot of different spas all over the world with the company.
Amazing. And at this point, I know Scottsdale, Four Seasons Scottsdale, is doing a lot of really amazing programs for wellness. So could you just share a little bit about that? And how did you kind of change things up? Or what did you add when you came on board?
So I came right in the middle of pandemic. And what COVID really made us do is kicked us out of the house, you know, so when you go and exercise, you're trying not to be indoors, you're trying to use the fresh air. And so coming here, moving to Arizona, I tried to keep up with the same pattern. And I noticed what I did, I went on lots of hikes here. So we have Pinnacle Peak right next door, and love it in the morning, love going outside, love the nature. And so we came up with an idea of desert bathing. Mm. So, and forest bathing has been very popular, you know, in some places of country who have forests.
Yes.
We do have a desert. So that's the idea I came up, that how can we incorporate that into a nice little wellness experience?
Okay. So let's talk about that. So let's talk about desert bathing. I love that idea. And, you know, forest bathing, there's a name for it. Is it like Shirin Yoku? I'm probably totally saying that wrong, but there's like a scientific, I know name for forest bathing. And so desert bathing, I love this idea. And I'm someone who loves being out in nature. What is desert bathing all about, and how is it different than just like going for a walk?
So we created a little bit of a, let's say, 60-minute program, let's say. And you start with a mindfulness in the beginning. So we do intention setting. We gather by the fountain on property. And so you hear nice little water sounds in the background, which is rare in the desert. But we thought it's a nice little beginning. And then it's up to everyone who's participating what their intention setting is. Can be grounding, or, you know, is it more mindfulness, what their intention is for that day. So we start with, you have that little quick mindfulness session, 5 minutes. And then it is per se a hike on our property grounds in the midst of nice big saguaro cactuses. Mm-hmm. And it also incorporates some yoga moves. So while you're in the hiking path, let's say you do your warrior pose, and you, or you try to mimic a big little saguaro, you know, that has their arms up. And
yeah.
And so it pretty much tries to, let's say, mimic the nature or connect you with the nature.
Ooh, I love that. So connecting with nature. So a lot of times what I think happens is we're focused more on getting to the destination, like making it to the top of the hike, you know, getting here, getting there, instead of just being present in the journey. And it sounds like with desert bathing, it's really about having you connect to that present moment and nature around you.
Yeah, and that's pretty much was our goal and target. So forget everything that's going on out there. Yeah. But just be here, be in the moment, and enjoy it. Enjoy where you are. Just for 1 hour, if you can unplug, then, you know, don't think of other worries. Be here.
Right. And it probably would even be helpful, I would think, to like leave your phone back at the room, because there's this like temptation to take pictures of everything and document everything, which can be,
I know. And that is the Achilles heel of everything. You want to document, you want to, you know, share your experiences.
Yes.
So it has two sides to it, but yeah.
Yes. I feel like you kind of need to have two separate outings. Like you have the outing where you're fully present, you're doing the desert bathing experience, and then maybe you do another outing where that's where you're going to be taking the photos and the pictures and all of that. So I'm curious if you've gotten any feedback from people who have done this and what that might be, what some of the results or things that you've heard about how people have felt afterwards.
Yeah, thus far, it's all been positive. There's been lots of pictures though. So
yeah,
the phone
has
been coming with them. But no, we also end the experience with chill towels, which are infused with prickly pear essential oil.
Mm.
So, and that brings like all the experience together. So you've been in the midst of the cacti, and then you can actually use the chill towel and the scent, and you can bring the scent home as well, which is nice, because we have room sticks, or we have also, you know, the essential oil that you can take home with you.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Okay. So coming up is Global Wellness Day, and that's going to be on June 11th of 2022. So are there any special things that you are helping coordinate for the Four Seasons Scottsdale for that, that day, that weekend, that's, you know, the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty all the Four Seasons properties all over the world, we come together on the Global Wellness Day. And we offer complimentary wellness programming, and it's open to resort guests or any, you know, local guests, so which is always a very nice wellness day. And we like that focus on that day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about wellness. So we have planned a 6:30 a.m. desert bathing experience, which is nice and early before it gets too hot here. Mm-hmm. And once everybody comes back from a desert bathing, we have a nice little juice bar.
Mm.
A refresher, and then whoever still has energy at 8 o'clock, we have a soul and sound experience.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about soul and sound, because all of that sounds amazing. The desert bathing, like, check that. I'm in. If I was there, I would be going to that for sure. The juice, like, that sounds refreshing and lovely after being out in the desert. So let's chat about this soul and sound. You know, I know music. And music interventions, there's more and more research showing the potential benefits from that and stress reduction. So I would love to hear a little bit about that and what it entails.
So soul and sound, we have combined yoga. So gentle yoga flow usually, and sound healing.
Okay.
So you work hard the first 45 minutes during your yoga session. And then the last 15 minutes is sound healing, which is then targeting your seven chakras, actually. And
okay.
The sounds are all connected to those chakras.
So is that something that you're laying down for?
Yes, that's the last 15 minutes. It's the best part, because you don't have to do anything, think about anything. You just relax your mind and then get to complete bliss.
Ooh, okay. That sounds incredible. So I'm wondering how you got into the wellness space, and were there any things that you were exposed to in your life that made you feel like you really wanted to go down this path? I would just love to hear a little bit of the backstory.
So I actually happened to this fall into the spa world by accident. I was asked 22 years ago. I was front office manager and to go help out in a spa. And the spa director had gone on maternity leave. And when I went down there to the spa, I had never had a massage in my life.
Okay.
And then a few months later, when the spa director was ready to come back, I said, can I stay and can you teach me everything you know? And that was at the Four Seasons in Dallas, a long time ago. And that's how my spa career started. I just fell in love with this side of the, you know, industry and hospitality and the wellness part of it. Because I'm a runner. So I like to move a lot and like to be outdoors. So running, hiking, all that is up my alley. And so then bringing that into, you know, my work life as well, just work well for me.
Yeah, amazing. So let's talk a little bit about some of the spa treatments. When I was at the resort, it was lovely. And I was really excited for a complimentary Nepal massage that was incredible. Something like I had never experienced, which was cactus paddles. And you probably can explain it better than I can, but I'll give you my perspective. It was these cactus paddles with the spines removed, and they cut it down the center so that the inside of the cactus, it's kind of like an aloe type gel, and it was warm. And then that's what was used for the massage. And it was so relaxing. And then they used, I think, prickly pear essential oil. And I had been hiking. We had hiked Pinnacle Peak. And I'm also a runner, and I don't stretch or roll out as I should. So this was particularly wonderful because my muscles were like so tight from the hiking and the uphill and all of it. And I left just feeling amazing. It was spectacular.
Yeah. No, so you described the treatment actually pretty well. So Nepal, the same as prickly pear. So those paddle-like cactus leaves. And it's been interesting to source those leaves usually because they're also food crates. So food and beverage uses them as well. And we were learning about the benefits. It's like, why can't we use them in the spa? And then we ran into a little snafu for a while. There was no supply without thorns. So we tried to dethorn them, but now we are back to the, thornless cactus petals.
Thank goodness.
Then we had exfoliating treatment with it. No, just kidding. But that's, and we soak them in this warm water right before the service.
Uh-huh.
And that then activates the aloe-like gel, the cactus juices inside the paddles. And then once we cut it and slice it in half and then use the open sides of the paddles on your body.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah. That sounds lovely. I want to chat a little bit about self-care. So getting away and travel and going to places like the Four Seasons Scottsdale is amazing. And it's great to unplug and have those experiences. And I also think it's incredibly important to have self-care and stress management for ourselves on a daily basis. So what have you found to be helpful in your personal experiences and in all that you've learned? Any tips or techniques that the listeners can use to support themselves on a regular basis?
Well, I have found that we all have our routine, you know, and when you travel, you often try to deviate from it. And that's how you don't feel yourself. So try to keep up your routine. And what we noticed during pandemic, for example, lots of people have now their own virtual, you know, let's say trainers or programs they like, because we're always stuck at home. So what we created here, we actually created in-room wellness menu. So we can bring your yoga mat to your room or your weights. And so you can keep up the same program that you are used to or your routine rather than mixing it up. And mixing up is good too. Go for a hike, get outside. But everybody's different. And lots of people like to do the same, let's say, routine or the same instructor and have it virtually with them anywhere they go. So you can either be outside or you can be in your room if it's 100 degrees outside.
Right.
And
right.
Still keep up your normal routine.
So what do you do personally for your self-care practices? Do you have like certain rituals that you incorporate into your day that really help you feel your best?
I like to go for a morning run. So if I don't do that, it just, my day is off. Or hike, mm-hmm. can be a hike too. It doesn't work for me when I go in the evening, for example, after work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just not my routine, not part of my lifestyle, but early morning, get up and get out. And I just feel so much better.
Right.
I've done that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And as far as nature and being out in nature, I'm curious like about benefits from being out in nature. Cause I know personally when I'm out in nature and I take it all in, I always feel better. You know, even if I have a lot on my plate, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, if I'm feeling stressed, if I can find the time, or I shouldn't even say if I can find the time, when I make the time to get out in nature, I come back with a fresh perspective. So I'm curious if you have any insights there into the benefits of nature.
For me personally, for example, my mind slows down because I'm type A who's always go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And when I'm actually, you know, in the nature, can be by the ocean, can be on a hiking trail, yeah. just running, my mind drifts or sets into very different mode personally. And it just, yeah, disconnects. And I don't know scientific benefits behind it. I mean, yeah. research, but that's how I always work. And I have actually great ideas coming then when I'm on the run. Like sometimes you're like, that's a simple thing. How I didn't think about it. But they're always like light bulb moments when I'm out and my mind is set in a different way.
Right. Yes. I think sometimes that change of scenery is mm-hmm. what we need to be able to have these new creative ideas. So if you're sitting there just kind of trying to grind it out with getting something done, or if you're trying to get your work done and you're not allowing yourself to take breaks, I always say that that's actually can negatively impact your performance because you need to be able to like get outside, get that fresh perspective to get those new ideas.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you and works for me.
So. Yes. Yes. So do you have anything coming up in the works that you might be open to sharing for the Four Seasons Scottsdale? Any things that you're working on or that you're excited about? I know you have some really incredible programming, which we talked about, but just wondering if there's anything else that might be kind of in the works behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Currently, we're working on renovating our salon. So that's our big project that we are excited about. And so late summer, we will open a new beautiful salon on our spa property here. So nails and hair, exactly.
That sounds amazing. And so, and plus I would guess that some of the things may change seasonally. I don't know how different it is seasonally in Scottsdale. You know, I'm from the Midwest. So winter and summer here, very, very different. But in Scottsdale, do you change the programming based on the season?
We do. So spring and fall, of course, are the most beautiful here and weather-wise. And we have very popular candlelight yoga programs, usually October, November. And it comes with a glass of wine. Okay. So you do your, that's usually 6 o'clock, we'll do yoga and it's just starting to get dark. And then by the time you're done, it's all just beautiful candlelight. And then sip and, you know, afterwards with your friends. And we have a lot of, it's usually sold out when we do that in the fall.
Okay.
And then you have a lot of ladies and they hang out and, you know, have your happy hour afterwards.
Oh, fun, fun. So I'm going to put a link to the Four Seasons Scottsdale True North site in the episode details. If people are interested in participating in these activities, you know, for Global Wellness Day or beyond Global Wellness Day, what should they do? Do they just go through the website or can they call? What would you recommend?
Best thing is to call the spa. Okay. And our phone number is 480-513-5145.
Perfect.
And spa receptionist, they have all the information, the details, and then can sign you up for any of the activities that we have going on.
Amazing. Okay. Well, is there anything else, Jana, you would like to share before we get to the fun wellness lightning round at the end?
So Global Wellness Day is, we talked about Saturday, June 11th, but we also do Global Wellness Day for our staff. And day before, our staff, for example, has a lot of wellness activities. So we take care of ourselves as well, you know, which I like a lot. You go on a hike, so you have a good food and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff.
Amazing.
And anybody who is, you know, he's in the neighborhood, please come and join us on Saturday, June 11th.
Love it. Love it. And it's so incredibly important that you take care of yourself. And it's wonderful that the staff is supported as well. So the first question that I have for you for this wellness lightning round is there a habit right now that you're trying to create a healthy habit, and, or is there a habit you're trying to break out of?
Oh, me personally,
mm-hmm.
I am trying to juice more and have fresh juices. And having kids and early mornings, and, you know, so I'm trying to find after my running routine, where can I squeeze that in? So that's one thing that is my goal. And trying to kick caffeine habit. So that would be the opposite of it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's a tough one. Caffeine is a tough one. And then the last question that I have for you, and do one last one, is knowing what you know today, what advice would you give to yourself from 10 years ago?
I use sunscreen. So I'm outdoors and I'm a runner, and you go early in the morning, and I lived in Hawaii and in the Bahamas, and you don't think about that 7 o'clock in the morning, the sun is still strong. So always use the sunscreen, and use sunscreens on your hands as well. Because you always think of face and neck, but not your hands, but same thing.
Okay. That's so, so incredibly important. Well, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for taking some time with me today and sharing all of these insights.
Thank you so much, Christelle.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I absolutely loved sharing these insights with you. If you have a moment, I would greatly appreciate you leaving a review about what you loved about this episode. Leaving reviews helps this show gain visibility so those who can benefit from it can gain access to it. Thank you so much for your support. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Now for a quick disclaimer, all of the information and views shared on the Live Greatly podcast are purely the opinions of the authors. They are not medical advice or treatment recommendations. The contents of this podcast are intended for informational and educational purposes only. Always seek the guidance of your physician or qualified health professional for any recommendations specific to you or for any questions you have regarding your specific health, your sleep patterns, changes to diet and exercise, or any medical conditions.